And everyone that hath left house for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold, and shall possess life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Peter Celestine. And once I told some of you in class about a Michigan large family where mother and father had 12 children, all of them who were boys. And this was the case also in today's saint, Saint Peter Celestine, since he came from a large family and had 11 brothers himself. His parents were very virtuous and charitable to the poor, to the best of their abilities, and in every aspect, good Christians and good parents. And after Saint Peter's father died, his mother, though she had those 11 other sons, saw that Saint Peter, that was his baptismal name, had extraordinary inclination to piety, and provided Peter with literary education. And young man's progress in studies gave great expectation for him. But he himself always considered that he had only one goal to achieve in life, which was an affair of infinite importance, and that was the salvation of his own soul. Saint Peter Celestine therefore made the means by which he might best secure to himself that heavenly bliss for which alone he was created, and this he wanted to make his constant study in the world. So when he was 20 years of age, he left the schools and retired to a solitary mountain. There he made himself a little cell underground, which was so small that he could scarcely stand or lie down in it. And in this small cell, Saint Peter Celestine lived 3 years in great austerities, notwithstanding the care he took to hide himself from the world, he was eventually discovered and brought to a great admiration among the people. And sometime after, he was compelled to enter into holy orders and was ordained priest at Rome. But in the year 1246, he returned and lived then 5 years in a cave on a mount called Morroni. But when the wood on that mountain were being cut down in 1251, Saint Peter Celestine removed to a mount called Magella with two of his companions. And there, in the midst of trees and thorns, these three servants of God made themselves a little enclosure and cells. Again, the reputation of their holiness was brought to abroad, and many others were also desirous to put themselves under the direction of Saint Peter Celestine. But the saint himself always told that he was really not capable to direct others. But his humility was at length overcome, and he admitted some of those monks who seemed the most fervent. But because he now found that his own solitude was too much disturbed, he went with some of his disciples to a cavern which was almost inaccessible on the top of Mount Magella. But this did nothing but increase the ardor of others to pursue him. So eventually he had to return and to live with other monks, and where the place were of scattered cells under his direction, and eventually gathered his monks to found a monastery. And in the year 1274, he got from the Pope the approval of a new religious order under the rule of Saint Benedict, which he restored to its primitive severity. And the saint lived to see 36 monasteries of his order and 600 monks and nuns and his institute propagated over all Europe. Saint Peter Celestine's reputation of sanctity was so widespread that in the year 1294 he was elected as a pope and took the name Celestine the Fifth, and he took the name Celestine from the word which means celestial, because, as we heard, he had always dwelt in his heart for heaven. All the world and its pumps and its switches and even his dear people meant nothing in the road where he was supposed to walk towards his celestial home. Because of their founder being elected pope, his monks were distinguished by the name of Celestines ever since. But because of this road that he wanted to take, that is, he wanted to make his own salvation the prime importance in his life, he eventually, after only 3 months, decided that he was not worthy of carrying the most supreme office in the church. So he gathered together his cardinals and announced that he was abdicating from the papacy. And when he did that, he returned to his humble cell, wanting from here now on to live only for God and making sure that his goal would be fulfilled and that he would see heaven after his death. So on Saturday, the 19th of May, 1296, he was saying his divine office at the hour of Lourdes, and he was just finishing the last psalms, which ends in these words, "Let every spirit praise the Lord," when he calmly closed his eyes to this world, and then his soul passed to the company of the angels. He was 75 years old and had now finally reached his goal of heaven. There were some questions: why did he resign from the papacy? But the answer is really simple, because he was destined by heaven to a retired life. Living as a hermit was much safer way to save his soul than the office of the pope. Coming from a large family of good Christians, he had from his youth banished himself to the desert, and it must have been hard time for his family to see him abandon them and retiring to serve only God. But the beauty in religious vocation is that a family never loses a member, but always enjoys this member's service in its proper place, where God had set it. So, dear children, today after Mass, we pray for the prayer that each one of you would find his vocation in life, and that you might become saint in the exact manner which God has meant for you, whether it be marriage or religious vocation or something else which God has designed for you. Never forget the lesson of Saint Peter Celestine, that you are citizens of heaven and that heaven is your true and final home. And everything you do in this world are nothing but steps in reaching that great goal of yours. Saint Peter Celestine had to take many, many steps in his life and in his road to heaven, but never did he wander or was shaken from his goal. And he always, when he was called to do something, decided first that God wants me to do this for the sake of my own salvation. When you remember that, children, whatever vocation you have in life, God will give you blessings and eventually call you as well into heaven after your life ends. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.